Abilene's mayoral election is May 6th. Early voting starts Monday. KCU submitted questions to all three candidates to help you better understand who they are and what they want to accomplish for the city. Here's Richard Kennedy talking about his top priorities for the first year in office if he's elected.
My three top priorities are infrastructure, the streets and alleys, neighborhood revitalization, and accessibility and responsiveness of this government to its people.
That was Abilene mayoral candidate Richard Kennedy. Now here's Anthony Williams describing his top priorities for the first year in office if he is elected.
Well, we have several top priorities. You know, first and foremost, a comprehensive plan to address our streets has to be taken care of. We also want to continue conversations about water security in our community. Dyess Air Force Base is very, very key and important, representing well over $400 million a year to this economy. The first B-21s will make their appearance in 2025. The B-1 is sunsetting in 2040. And so we want to be sure we secure Dyess Air Force Base. And then most importantly, we want to grow our economy. There's a certain amount of dignity that a person has in a good paying job. And we want to continue to grow our economy and have that conversation. And then address quality of life issues. You know, I made a big deal about arts and culture and about how those things are important. And I want Abilene to be able to experience things here in our community while going elsewhere.
You just heard from Abilene mayoral candidate Anthony Williams. Now here's Robert Briley talking about his top priorities for the first year if he's elected.
My top priorities is jobs, jobs, jobs. Since 1989, the Development Corporation of Abilene, the DCOA, has invested your tax dollars in job creation by focusing on the retention and recruitment of new businesses in manufacturing, industrial, and research. By investing in those businesses, they have created 10,424 jobs in 28 years. Abimar, the cookie and cracker manufacturer, has grown from 92 jobs to over 600 jobs over the last 24 years. We need to keep investing in new jobs. My other priorities during the first year would be street repairs, neighborhoods, and a downtown hotel.
That was mayoral candidate Robert Briley talking about his priorities for the first year if he's elected into office. KCU's election coverage will continue all week. For KCU, I'm Joy Banala.